much has been made about Eatscoatl's burning history, burning the manuscripts, when Eatscoatl came to rule. It's mentioned by Sahagún in an account of the origins of the Aztec people. And the account talks about how the wise men abandoned them, and they took with them the books, paintings, the songs, the musical instruments, and the people set up a great cry of anguish. What will lead us? What will be the guide? What will show us the way? Not who, but what, meaning the books. But there were four priests who stayed behind, and these wise people recreated the books and gave the people guides for living, essentially. It then says that this account was recalled, but the details aren't clear because the manuscripts, the ancient histories, were destroyed when Eatscoatl came to rule. So it's actually kind of interesting that it's a story about Eatscoatl burning books, but it's linked to another situation where books were recreated. I guess I've always been a little bit skeptical that there was a kind of widespread universal burning of books just because of this one passage. I think it's important when we consider that passage to understand the context of it and to understand the whole story in which it fits. So it may be that the history of the pre-Aztecs was lost with Eatscoatl because he was more concerned with migration histories or something like that. There were different accounts within the Valley of Mexico. Most of the manuscripts that have come down to us speak about Tenochtitlan, the Aztec capital. Now, there's also a little manuscript, one of my favorite, the Tira de Tepeshpan, and it's an annals history for a small town called Tepeshpan in the Northeast Valley. It has Tepeshpan events on the top and Tenochtitlan events on the bottom, and it presents its history and lineage as equally grand as those Tenochtitlan. Well, we know this wasn't true.